talking a lot about waste this week as part of our Earth Week, the Trouble with Waste series. The final installment is something of a curveball, though.
We're talking baseball.
There is a connection here thanks to Brent Suter. He joined the Milwaukee Brewers in 2016, bringing not only pitching talent to the team, but also an unwavering commitment to drive down waste and to cultivate environmental action.
Suter initiated a strikeout waste campaign during spring training to encourage his teammates to use reusable water bottles instead of single-use plastic ones. Suter's also collaborating with the Madison-based Outrider Foundation on its climate action campaign.
Lake Effect's Susan Bentz reached Suter in Arizona by phone. He's there with his family rehabbing an arm injury at the moment. Suter says his personal quest to be an environmental steward began during his high school years in Cincinnati, Ohio.
I've always loved nature. I was in the Boy Scouts. Always had pets and all that. So I loved animals and nature. And then watched An Inconvenient Truth early in high school. And that kind of really set off some alarm bells. And since then, I've just kind of had, it's been on my heart to try to do what I can to make our earth as viable and do my part to live lightly or whatnot, and try to be environmentally conscious about every decision I make. So, pretty much since freshman year of high school.
Good for you.
It's been on my heart.
How have you lived that in your personal life?
Yeah. I compost everything I can. I use reusable water bottles, use reusable grocery bags. We have solar panels on our house. I try to eat plant-based diet as much as I can. I still just due to the demands of training, I still have to eat meat about 1 to 2 meals a day, but try to avoid as much beef and dairy as I can. Only eat dairy when necessary, and I avoid beef altogether. Try to conserve trips, carpool as much as I can with teammates, do as much awareness with my teammates as I can, and still working on kind of getting the planting. Like, I want to be involved in planting trees as much as I can, but still haven't gotten to that realm of environmental activism yet. I've just kind of been trying to limit my impact and limit my waste and whatnot.
This started when you were in high school. Did your parents and siblings, did they embrace this too, or were you the lone advocate?
No, my family definitely embraces it. I'd say my mom started out as my biggest co-supporter or whatever. She's always been involved in she got really involved in environmental stuff, and then my dad and my brother have since gotten really supportive, and it's been really cool to see. And it's been something we talk about a lot as a family and see how we can improve this and that, and it's going great.
You're receiving attention around this, obviously. We heard about you through the Outrider Foundation. You got an award from the Associated Recyclers of Wisconsin. And you're a fine writer. I read some of the work that you've written about your concern and why action is important.
Yeah, thanks. I just try to kind of get my views out there, try to stay away from the doomsday approach, try to stay away from getting involved in any political confrontation or whatever, but just try to lay out facts out there and kind of some real world stuff that's going on and how we can improve it. And really, it's one of those things where a little bit goes a long way, and then I've found that once you do one thing, like say you start doing reusable water bottles, then you're like, oh, maybe I can do reusable grocery bags too, or maybe I can start compost too. And it just kind of creates an awareness, and it kind of just snowballs off, and then soon enough, your life, a lot of little things have added up to a big change in your life.
With your career with the Brewers, is this your biggest step in terms of sharing your conviction with your fellow Brewers and initiating strikeout waste campaign during training season? Is that all quite new to you?
Yes. I've been living it out really in terms of just doing it myself, doing the reusable Tupperware instead of using styrofoam stuff on styrofoam plates and knives on the road or whatnot when we don't have reusable dishware. So I've been doing that all the time, using my reusable bottle, but this is really the first step of kind of trying to spread the water bottle usage, trying to spread the awareness as a team or to the team and to a wider audience. I'd say the strikeout waste thing is kind of like my first big step into kind of the spreading stage, if you will.
In an average day of training, the team might go through how many cases of water?
They estimated 20. I never officially counted it, but throughout the facility, 20 seemed to be decently close to what was getting back in the refrigerators at the end of the day.
Tell me about the progression. I assume it wasn't as easy as saying, "Hey guys, let's try this." What
right.
did it take to pull it off?
So I went around a couple mornings and just said, "Hey, if you're willing to commit to using this water bottle every day, I'll get you a water bottle." We're doing this strikeout waste campaign. And if you want to, it's a big commitment, I understand, but if you want to, I'll put you on the list. If not, no worries. And a lot of guys ended up saying yes. And I don't think it was because of guilt or anything. I think they were just interested in trying to eliminate their waste. And so we saw some good results in spring for water bottle usage decrease. I think we cut our cases by double digits. I'm not sure exactly how many cases we cut out of the 20, but I think we at least got about halved it, which was good. Still ways to go in terms of getting our team and everybody as eco-friendly as possible. But it's been really cool to see the fans. They were always asking, "Hey, how's the water ball thing going? We love what you're doing, blah, blah, blah." And the front, all the way up to the front office was really supportive. So that was cool to see.
So what's your next strategy in terms of decreasing the impact of the team?
So I'm going to New York in a couple of days to talk with MLB Network, and we're going to showcase these new environmental, like Earth Day shirts that we'll be passing around, trying to get some more awareness there. But my big next challenge is to try to get guys committed to 7 days of no single-use bottles or cups. So no plastic or paper bottles or cups for a whole week, and see who can do it, who can't. Try to have a little competition off that or something. It's a little difficult because I'm not with the team right now. I'm in Arizona rehabbing, so I don't have that direct line to see the team every day. But I'm hoping to kind of do it as a social media thing and see how it goes. But that'd be the next step. And then maybe after that, start doing a Tupperware component, doing a reusable grocery bag component, just trying to get the little things that are easy changes in the life. They take some commitment, but they can go a long way in reducing waste.
So I hear a little voice in the background.
Yeah, that is my son.
So I would
assume my son Liam. He's having a blast with his toys right now.
how old is he?
He's 5.5 months old.
Oh my gosh. Have you found that your commitment to making a difference is even stronger now that you're a parent?
Yes, absolutely. No question about it. I'm kind of looking around and saying, man, I really hope you have the same nature, the same earth that I got to grow up with, same foods, everything. So, yes, it's definitely catalyzed my commitment, to say the least. Yep.
I'm curious, too, how you connected with the Outrider Foundation and, well, that first of all.
Yeah. I think Fred Frommer read my article on Fast Money about the Milwaukee brewing and how beer prices could go up with the crop yield. And I think he got me connected with Tia, who is at Outrider. And we just kind of had some good conversations this winter. And they asked me to write a blog for him. So I've been kind of doing that and been kind of in contact with them on different steps to take and how trying to forge a partnership between brewers or some Milwaukee-based environmental groups and them, and because they're out in Madison, Wisconsin, which is only an hour, hour and a half away from Milwaukee. So we've just developed a really good relationship.
So I'll make this short. I know you've got a busy life there. You'll be collaborating on some initiatives with Outrider in 2019. Can you give us an idea? I know you said you're writing the blog and you're looking at building partnerships, collaborations.
Yeah. We're looking at cleanups, river cleanups. I know there's a lot of good work going on in river cleanups and restoration. I'm also involved in a group called Urban Ecology Center. They have three buildings, restored land. in Milwaukee, where they take urban youth and have field trips there, do all kinds of environmental initiatives. And so really trying to find some way to engage the youth with collaborations with Outrider, engage our players, fan base. I think cleanups would be a good way to start, tree plantings, something like, along these lines. So just trying to get out there in the community and spread the awareness.
So you wrote that communities need to come around to work together in climate change as they in the way that they rally around sports.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get much more direct than that, can you?
Yeah. I mean, we see the power of sports and how it brings people of all backgrounds, all beliefs together for a common purpose, and how powerful that is in a human experiential level. And I think at this point in time, the climate has to be our favorite team, and we got to rally together for it and around it. So, yeah, I think it was a good analogy that we take that passion. We don't have to divert our sports passion, but we can just channel some of that passion towards making this earth as beautiful and as vibrant and as long lasting as we can.
So, final question: do you say hi to Liam? So, do you remember your first conversations around climate and the steps that you're taking to try and make a difference when you joined the team? Were people surprised or thought, "What is this guy talking about?"
Well, I think a big thing was they noticed when I first got called up to the big leagues, they first noticed my reusable water bottle and my green Tupperware that I bring everywhere to kind of limit the styrofoam waste. And I was asking before I got called up, I was like, guys, you think I should bring these? Like, it's kind of, I really want to, but I don't want to get judged and kind of thrown into the corner up there. And they go, no, you be yourself. That's part of what you do. Go up there and embrace it, and whatever happens, happens. And sure enough, the team has embraced it. I got a lot of good talks and a lot of good questions about why I do that stuff. And I've gotten nothing but respect and a little fun ribbon here and there, but really fun to laugh at yourself sometimes too. But just a lot of good dialogue is kind of sparked from that. And then we keep talking, and eventually some guys have kind of gotten on board with the reusable water bottles, and hopefully more to come.
Brent Suter is a pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers, currently on the injured list. He was recently honored by the Associated Recyclers of Wisconsin for outstanding achievement in waste reduction and recycling. You'll find a link to his blog for the Outrider Foundation's website and all of Susan Bentz's The Trouble with Waste stories at WUWM.com.